Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Yeah, guten Tag, everybody. Is that a German phrase? Did I do that right?
The guten Tag part was good. The everybody. Well, they don't say that so much in Germany.
Go figure. Guten Tag. What does that mean? Good day?
Good day.
Good day. Hello. Okay.
Used as a greeting a lot. Yeah.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah, sprechen Deutsch.
Which always... I've always thought sounded like speaking. Do you speak Dutch?
Oh yeah,
because
no.
Deutsch kind of sounds
well,
like
Deutschland is German. German.
You are quite the German.
Well, my mom's German, so I kind of have it in the genes.
Is she 110% German?
She was born there. Didn't come over until she was like 12, 13, so yeah.
I know guys that were born there that weren't actually German, though. I mean, technically.
No, but she was.
She's born and bred.
Yeah, she doesn't have as much of an accent, but she. You can maybe find it. My grandmother definitely. My grandfather.
Why don't we do the whole show in German tonight?
How would you be about keeping up with that?
Not good. Not good at all. You've introduced me to Rammstein, and I have understood exactly zero lyrics.
You don't want to know what some of those are about.
I don't know. I think I might.
All right.
But that's what's so good. It's great workout music, though. It really is, and you told me that.
Yes.
And it really, really is, but you have no idea.
I will say his pronunciation and diction is spot on.
I would tend to agree based on the fact that he sounds like he... And you've seen him in concert before.
Yes. The one time... I don't think they've been back since.
No, but you have gotten me to solemnly swear that I will go with you if you ever come back.
You need to see it.
I would love to see Rammstein in concert. We are here. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Batman zonked out fighting crime all night last night, and he is trying to get a couple of Z's in during the show. We're going to keep him busy, though.
And well.
Our good friend Jared is here as well. We've named him Afkar Anvil. We're not really sure what the hell his name is. We just call him Jared right now. And
that'll work. That'll do, pig.
I'm glad. And I am Brad. My name is Brad Westmar. Would you say Westmar? Westmar. Because W's are kind of V. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. W's are V.
Westmar.
I don't know that you would do with that weird thing you have going on the end that sounds a little bit Chinese or...
Zosanko.
Or Russian. Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going.
It's can you imagine? Nah, never mind. I want to get excited. I was going to go a little racial, and I probably shouldn't do that. So I'll tell you what. I got a couple of things. I promised to play these sounders, but we got the music going on. Now, Todd, is our music still on under us right now? It's not. Perfect, because I wanted to play some... Did I just call you by the wrong name?
You did.
God, jeez, man, oh, man.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
Apparently not. Apparently not. So, tonight I've got this guy when I talk about Batman.
I love this job more than I love Taffy.
Because Batman loves his job. And then we've always got this from last week as well when we talk about Jared.
We're about to launch an anvil.
And we've also got this, Mr. Afkar, when we talk about you. If we'd like to go with this one, I think it might even be better.
Afkar is dynamic, young, is opinionated, and is very, very sensitive.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I don't know how dynamic. Oh. That just makes me think of clowns. It kind of creeps me out.
Okay, but what do you think about a Hindu clown?
Afkar is dynamic, young, is opinionated, and is very, very sensitive.
Wow, those are two very different images.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. You know, but do you like that sounder?
Sure.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that one.
You don't think it's too long? It takes a little while to unfold.
I could probably shorten it up.
Afkar is dynamic, young, is opinionated, and is very, very sensitive.
I don't know,
though.
I could
just go with dynamic.
Yeah, but, you know, I was kind of thinking about going with the last part instead.
Very sensitive. Am I?
No, not really.
I could be weepy if you want.
No, you're not sensitive. If you were sensitive, you probably wouldn't be a very good friend of mine, but
I love you.
You're a good cat. Hey, normally I don't promote things that we're going to do tonight. That we're going to do on the show, but I think I will. Tonight we're going to be testing out the phone for the very first time.
Excellent.
I mean, I know it works fine because Batman and Todd and all the other shows that are done here in the Jackalope Studios have no problems at all. But we're going to have our first guest on the phone tonight to play some. Boy, see, calls are already coming in now.
That's right.
How about that?
Phone's off the hook. Probably operator standing by.
Probably complaints. and I haven't said anything bad yet either. So
give it time.
We're gonna have our first guest on the phone, brand new listener here of the new show, never listened to the old show, and we're gonna play match game with him. As a matter of fact, so that'll be nice. Was that your phone? That was your phone.
Oh my,
that is not good.
That's a padlock.
That is not good at all.
Rookie mistake.
Very, very bad. I will admit though, he was out fighting crime last night. And I don't know. Name me a Batman villain.
Joker. Penguin.
What about one of those
Riddler?
What about one of the really bad ones that I didn't like at all from the movies?
What was the name? Poison Ivy or Mr. Freeze or
what was the name of the one that
Two-Face?
Two-Face? Who was the one that William Dafoe played?
Oh gosh, I'm not sure I know who that is. He was in Spider-Man, wasn't he? I don't think he was in
Batman.
You're
right. What is my problem?
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
And I'm no comic book guy, so it's scary if I know that and you don't.
Not good.
You know my lack of pop culture knowledge.
I'm going to make Batman apologize severely when he gets back in here.
Ooh, all right.
Severely.
He'll have Robin do it for him on his behalf.
Well, he didn't like Robin, I don't think.
Mm.
Speaking of which, I forgot to pull my special match game clip for him. And just because of that, I think we're going to play a special match game clip for him before we play a match game. We're also, if we have time,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do a special phone thing that we've never done before. We're going to make a call to a hotel regarding a special guest that we have coming into town. However, I don't know if we're going to have time. And if we don't, that's fine. We've still got plenty of stuff to do over the next couple of weeks, and we can throw that.
Right, and we will get to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We absolutely will. And I've got some more sound clips that I really think people are going to like as well. Before I forget, I want to mention real quick, you can follow the show on Twitter at Brad Westmar. You can also check it out at Brad Westmar Show. That's Facebook.com, I should say, / Brad Westmar Show. You can also check out Jackalope Radio at Jackalope Radio on Twitter, and also on Facebook.com/ Jackalope Radio, and email us. By the way, if you'd like to participate in the show, one of the games or something else that we might play here over the next several months, just email us at bradwestmarshow@gmail.com. Let us know you're interested, and we'll kind of work from there. That's probably the best way to do it since we're on Memorex.
Right.
You know, we don't have a live chat room. We don't have, you know, anything like that. So now, Batman, we do have a chat room during the show. This is true. So you could always connect us that way. Batman, we need you to put your headphones on, please. And we need you to turn your mic on. We need to talk to you very briefly.
Go ahead.
Is there anything you'd like to say to us and also the Westmar Nation?
Phone rang. It wasn't, but it was to keep our station on the air. See, I'm doing the gravelly Batman voice still.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I'm still waiting for another word. It starts with an A. I don't know.
Apology?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Oh.
Hey, it keeps us on the air.
Okay, that's fine. But you know what? Vibrate, put it in your pants.
You know what? I thought it was on vibrate. Ooh, that's the weird thing about these. Have you noticed that about these new cell phones? You tell them silent and they don't go silent.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about, but I do know that it can happen to anybody. So we'll forgive you this time. We'll forgive you this time, Batman.
Sorry about that, Westmar Nation.
Very well.
Back to the cave.
We got to get things moving here. Jared has asked that we switch things up. Last week on the show, actually last week after the show, we had a little discussion, and Batman suggested, I believe, that we go ahead, and I thought it was a good idea, too, to close the show with the Gripes of the Week. And Jared said, hey, you know what? It really got me fired up. It got me going. It got me juiced. Why don't we go ahead and do the Gripes at the beginning of the show and see how it goes? So,
and that way you have enough time for yours, so it's not all just me.
This is true. This is true. And I will, I'm trying to decide if I want to go first or not. Let me think about it during the intro.
Westmar and Afkar have issues.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voices.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound, mean, taskmaster.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
Okay, we got us a little music bed here, too.
Ooh,
gotta nice. Like that.
Nice.
I am going to defer, and I'm going to let Jared Afkar...
So you won the coin toss, and you're going to let me receive
I'm,
first.
I'm going to take the ball at the second half.
All right. But I know you've kind of wanted me to talk about this for a while, so I'll start.
Okay.
As you know, last week we had our company dodgeball tournament.
Ah, yes, and I wanted to get to this. This is great. Yes. So go ahead. Yes.
This and it's perfect context to bring it up. So every year we have the entire company's involved. This year there were 56 teams. Participation was mandatory unless you were injured or out of the office. And two Fridays are devoted to this. So it goes on and on. And this would be my fourth time doing it. Now, in general, I like the company. I like my job. I want to get that out there. But it's not something I would choose to do with my time. And the amount of pain I found myself in after this on Saturday was indescribable. We played a grand total of 5 matches. We advanced to the finals of the day, which was horrifying. I wanted to leave early, and so just funny. My luck, we keep going and going and going. But really, and then now I have the honor of playing for third place with my team this Friday.
Congratulations!
So it just doesn't end.
Yeah.
And that notwithstanding, it's a larger gripe I have. And for those of you who may be in a corporate environment, I don't know if you've been stuck with doing team building sort of activities that. It's designed to sort of improve morale,
synergy.
Try to bring people closer together. Right. And it can be everything from someone getting a wild hair to take everyone, let's go play putt-putt. Let's go bowling.
Yeah.
Let's go run around like idiots at an arcade. Whatever. Right.
Right.
It's always designed by people who really like other people. And, you know, for the rest of us who don't really want to be around people, here's the issue. And what kills me is I spend enough time around coworkers. You really want to reward me and make me happy, either give me more money or give me time off.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. And it sounds like I'm the biggest jerk on the planet for complaining about it.
You're a big dick for it. That's okay.
You saw me make the face, right?
Yeah.
So you're about to say D face?
Yeah. Oh, we lost our music. I guess I should have looped it. My bad.
Oh, it's all right.
Play it again. Okay.
Let's just say that all this crap is stuff that you know, I would rather spend other time just working or not being at work. Because the irony is that if you have a busy job and you're doing a lot of stuff, all the time you spend screwing around, you're going to have to make up for anyway. So that means even more time away.
True.
And I will say, true. It's not as bad at this company as others, where you find yourself just so oppressed and someone gets the idea, let's all go out for drinks. And oh, come on, man. You guys aren't entertaining sober. And I don't know that, you know, that's going to be improved. Or better yet, we don't have raises for you this year, but let's have pina colada night over the summer.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what I want. I want a frozen crap ass drink.
Yeah. I know. My wife has the same attitude about work, and now she's unemployed, but that's not why. But anyway, no, I totally agree with you on that, and she does too, and I do as well. And the thing, if you don't mind me cutting you off here real quick.
No.
The thing I thought was great about the whole dodgeball thing, if people don't know, you've been doing this for a while at this company, and we thought it was really fascinating on the old show. We talked about it off and on, and when you told me here last week about how things were going well and you were really frustrated, I really wanted to say, are you thinking about trying to sandbag? Are you ready? You really want to try to lose.
You know, I was definitely one of the two or three weaker links on the team. We had to play a person down because we didn't have any. You're supposed to field one woman, right?
Right.
And the three women on our team, two were out of town, and one had a debilitating injury. So It was just five of us.
Man.
And we had a couple people, well, there were three or four people who were just stellar and animals. And I could not lift my arm on Saturday. I mean, I was so worn out after that.
Wow.
And the problem is the balls don't have a lot of mass. They're kind of spongy. Not the old gym balls.
Okay, it's not the old big red rubber balls.
No, that make that pong noise. That,
Right.
So there you have it. That's...
Man, oh man. I do feel your pain.
Totally. I don't know if they have that in the drug business, but...
No, we don't have any dodgeball. We don't. We tend to have just porn parties and stuff like
that. Is that your team building activity?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. No. All right. I guess I better get to mine here so we can take our first break. I appreciate you sharing that, though, because you're right. I've totally forgotten about the dodgeball thing. So, all right. Now I got to bring it. Mine, of course... Sports oriented this time. I got to go back to the sports. It's probably about the only sports we're going to talk about tonight on the show. So, I'm not even going to get into the fact that you don't know what a pass. And this is about. And excuse me. Wait, got a little frog in my. I have absolutely no water in here.
I saw you going down. It's a little dry and warm in here.
A little
too.
Ideas. But Batman likes it like 104 in the studio. So yeah, I know, sweating his tights off there. All right, I'm going to talk again about the NFL. And never mind the fact that nobody really knows what defensive pass interference really is. You really can't even play pass defense anymore.
Right.
Never mind the fact that you can't hit a quarterback in the head, even though you can't necessarily tackle him without leading with your head, even though they say that's leading with the head. Don't get me started about that. But you can't tackle him down low either. So it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not even going to go there. Right. Here's where I'm going to go. I don't understand why it takes so long during a football game to work out a holding penalty or to work out a pass, whatever it might be. I mean, it's holding. You don't need a goddamn conference to discuss that number 64 was holding. It's not that big of a deal.
The thing is, it's not like it's any worse during the playoffs. Like, I understand if it's during the playoffs, you want to get the call right. You don't want to hose a team.
Sure.
Because that's
sure.
Every game really counts then. But they do it all the time.
They do it all the time. And never mind the fact that replay has totally slowed the games down. I mean, and they still sometimes can't get those calls right.
Right, right.
I mean, Mike Pereira, the former head of officials, actually got one wrong this weekend during the playoffs. That was sad. He was like, 100 for 100 on telling them in the booth what was going to be the call.
Right.
They screwed one up somewhere. I mean, he was totally wrong. I remember which one it was now. I was too, not paying attention at the time. But anyway, so I'm starting with this. All these conferences, and I've decided that these conferences are going on about holding calls and offside calls and, false start calls because the referee's average age is 87 years old. Some of them aren't exactly in Ed Hockley shape either, if you know what I'm saying.
Not exactly mobile.
No. And I think what the NFL needs to do, if Howdy Doody Goodell would stop worrying about all the stuff that has always been a part of football and start looking at what's really screwing up the game, take a look at the officials and let's get officials that are under the age of 65 for crying out loud. Major leagues did that.
Yes.
Do you remember when the major leagues kind of made a shift?
The umpires threatened to go on strike,
mm-hmm.
and then they just ended up canning them and going with that was brilliant.
They got younger. Yeah. Remember how fat the umpires were in Major League Baseball?
They've definitely improved a bit. There are still annoying.
Sure.
Plenty of annoying umps.
Definitely. In fact, unfortunately, because a lot of them are younger now, they want their FaceTime on SportsCenter and everything else.
They want to be part of the story.
Sure. Right. But I think the NFL needs to take... I'm serious when I say this. It's annoying as hell, and I'm serious when I say they need to take a look at this because, I'm trying not to be disrespectful to the old people out there, but for crying out loud, some of these refs are too old. They shouldn't... Or just too dumb. Look at Jeff Triplett. For God's sakes, that guy is an absolute box of rocks. He's involved in every controversial play in the NFL. I mean, I swear to God, it's happening all the time with him. But anyway, that's my gripe of the week. Let's take a look at the refs and
well, especially when you consider how slow football is pacing wise these days. Anyway,
yeah, it's slow enough as it is.
It's hard to watch. There's what, a 20 minutes between each play.
Oh, the Super Bowl is going to last 5 hours this year with halftime
for
and everything
maybe 10
else.
Minutes of action.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. By the way, we're not watching one lick of the Black Eyed Peas at halftime this year.
Okay, we can come up with other
things. No way. Unless we can see Fergie, unless there's a chance Fergie might pee your pants on stage.
We can turn to the Puppy Bowl. I know that's always
might be okay.
A favorite in our household.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the Black Eyed Peas? I mean, come on.
I know.
They were big 3 or 4 years ago.
It seems like that ship has sailed, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really, really does. I mean, at least when you get Prince and the Stones and Tom Petty, which is funny, they get two of your favorite acts in 5 years, or less than five, but two in 2 years, I think it was.
But are they kind of running out of those big mega acts?
But they're probably running them out of them because nobody wants to do it anymore. Yeah, probably. It's probably true. We got to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are going to play ourselves some match game Woo-hoo. With one of our newest listeners. I'm looking forward to that.
Outstanding.
So, Batman, take us away.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
James Hardy Siding Products presents The Three Little Houses. Once upon a time in the Great Northwest were three little houses.
Hello!
The first had wood siding.
Looks great, huh?
But the big, bad Northwest nature came and huffed and puffed its wind, rain, and insects against it.
Help!
The second little house had vinyl siding.
I sure look slick.
But the big, bad Northwest nature came with its wind-blown limbs.
Ouch!
Hail!
Ooh, ooh, ow, ooh, ow.
And bitter, brittle cold.
I'm cracking up!
But the third house had James Hardy siding. The big bad Northwest nature had met its match.
Hey, that's not fair.
James Hardy siding products resist rotting, warping, cracking, shrinking, swelling, burning, and even termiting.
Rats.
Get durable, low-maintenance James Hardy siding today because your home deserves the best. Visit jameshardy.com or call 866-4-H-A-R-D-I-E, 866-4-HARDY.
They all come back. The Brad Westmore Show.
That was the slowest finger I've ever seen in my entire life, Batman. That was it was like this, Jared. It was like,
wow.
I was like, okay, am I on?
It went with the fade.
Hey, wait, I can hear the song under me. Hey, that's kind of cool. I like that. Hey, real quick before we get to our game, I got to mention this. Really, really tired of myself the last few days. I've been fighting this whole cold thing and everything else. And by the way, Batman, could you take the echo effect that I'm getting in my headphones off me? Thank you. Oh, I see. That's the whole catch 22 there. Okay. If I want to talk, I get the reverb. If I want to hear the music, I get the reverb. If you don't want to hear All right. We'll discuss that after the show. Okay. I've been really, really tired. I'm on my way to work this morning, real quick, before we get to our game. And, you know, I work right by that big, major train area.
Yes.
And I come across trains constantly, and I hate them, and I tweet about it, and I Facebook about it. And this morning, I got there, and there was like 18 trains going at one time. And I put the car in park, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to listen to this music. I'm going to kick back and, you know, maybe I'll doze off. Next thing I know, the big 18-wheeler behind me is honking its horn at me.
Oh, nice.
And there's nothing in front of me. Yes, fell asleep waiting for a couple of trains this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm tired, man.
You sure you weren't abducted or something?
I don't know. If I wake up tomorrow morning and my penis is green.
No one administered the probe.
I have no idea. Look, I've had the probe a couple times in,
right.
You know, in real life. And guarantee that you can tell that your inside's been moved around a little bit when that's happened. And I don't feel that way. So let's go ahead and get to our guest, Brandon. Hello.
Hello, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks. It's great to have you here on the show. Say hello to Jared and say hello to Batman.
Hello, Jared. Hello, Batman.
Hello, sir.
Hey, do you want to ask Batman real quick your question so we can get that out of the way? You had asked me today a question you wanted to ask him. Batman, get ready to answer.
Yeah, I was curious which bat emblem was your favorite of all the ones that have been out there.
Currently, the hush version of the bat symbol is my favorite.
Do you have any idea what that means, Brandon?
I can barely hear him.
Oh, okay. He said the hush version. The hush.
Oh, I know exactly which one.
Oh, well, good. Well, very well. I guess you're kind of an art guy yourself, so you would know that, wouldn't you?
Yes, and I'm also a comic book geek. So,
yeah, you're pretty much just a geek, period, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, anybody that listens to this show is pretty much a geek, I would say. So, glad to have you aboard, though, definitely. And someday we're going to put a big website together, and we're going to put all the old shows up there and charge you $10 a month to listen to them. Okay.
And I'll play it gladly.
Okay. See, there you go. There's one. That'll pay for the bandwidth. So, perfect. Perfect.
Well, by the way, thanks for the pills you sent me earlier, too. That really helped.
Hey, no problem. You know, I love my pills. I love my pills. Let's go ahead. You're familiar with the game Match Game, right?
All right.
All right, great. We're going to go ahead and first of all play our intro music. The intro music is the most important part. Now, Brandon, you might not get the thrill of hearing this over the phone, but you will get to hear it when you listen to yourself in stereo here on Friday night, okay?
I'm so dreading looking forward to that.
By the way, Brandon had an argument with his wife about Batman's true identity, and Brandon was very happy to win that argument. Am I not right about that?
I was very happy to win that argument.
And I can't tell anybody on the air, of course, what Batman's true identity is. So, yeah, what was that, Batman?
Batman's true identity is Batman. It's the other person that's the cover.
I agree with that. The other person is the real cover. That's true. We need some applause here, too, because we got to have some applause for our contestant. Aww. Studio applause. You like that? In fact, they're even more excited because it's Brandon, so they kind of... A little more.
That's very festive.
You like that?
Yeah.
I do too. You know what? It's been so long since I've ran the goddamn controls during something like this. I'm really, really nervous about it. But the good news is I don't have to play. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get things started here. Now, we're going to basically play as though Batman and Jared Afkar are our celebrities on the panel.
Aww.
And Brandon's just going to kind of play for S's and G's. And we're just going to kind of give him a booby prize down the road when we actually get a booby prize to give him or something like that. He's just helping us test out the phone tonight. So Let's go ahead. I've even got the special think music. I'm going to go ahead and give the first question. And what's going to happen right now? Batman, you got your notebook back there? What's going to happen is I'm going to ask the question. Brandon's going to think about his answer. And while Brandon's thinking about his answer, Jared Afkar and Batman are going to write down their answer. Now, if I could just get the questions out, we'd be set to go. Okay, here we go. First question. You can hear me okay, right, Brandon?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. Next year, the Galloping Gourmet will have a TV show opposite Monday Night Football. It's called Monday Night Blank Ball. Okay, now I got to get my think music going. Look at that. Here we go. All right. Once again, Brandon, next year, the Galloping Gourmet will have a TV show opposite Monday Night Football. It's called Monday Night Blank Ball. Okay. Jared's writing his answer down, and it looks like Jared's got... Get your answer done, Jared. Is that right?
I do.
Okay. And Batman, you got your answer down too. Okay. Let's go ahead and stop the think music then. And we'll go over to Brandon and find out what his answer is. One more time, Brandon. Next year, the Galloping Gourmet will have a TV show opposite Monday Night Football. It's called Monday Night Blank Ball.
What's the rating on the show, by the way? I'm just checking this out before I answer any of these questions.
What's the rating on
what? Like the TVMA, what's the rating on the show?
on our show? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You need to keep it clean just because that's the way Brad likes it. be safe.
I'm just going to throw out the answer, cheese. It's the only thing off the top of my head.
Cheese ball. Okay, that's not a bad answer. Let's go ahead and go over to Jared Afkar, and let's find out. Jared, next year, the Galloping Gourmet. In fact, did I write Galloping Gourmet with my original? I think I changed it.
Your question was different.
Actually,
it threw me, so I had to come up
with
that.
Right. I actually originally had it as, or actually, Galloping Gourmet was the original question. I changed it and forgot to change it on my list. It was Gordon Ramsay. That's what I meant to do.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
I'll go with Galloping Gourmet.
All right. Next year, the Galloping Gourmet will have a TV show opposite Monday Night Football. It's called Monday Night...
Greaseball.
Greaseball. That's a good answer, and unfortunately, not a match.
I know.
But let's go over to Batman and see what Batman has to say. Batman, next year, the Galloping Gourmet will have a TV show opposite Monday Night Football. It's called Monday Night... He wrote down Meatball. That's a... That's not a bad answer either, but unfortunately, it's not cheese ball. So, one question down, no points for Brandon. Let's go on to question number two. The Army just drafted Ugly Edna. They use her face as a blank. Oops. Nope. There we go. Once again, the Army just drafted Ugly Edna. They use her face as a blank. Batman has written down his answer. Are you done there, Batman? Looks like you are. He's writing it down right now. Are you done, Jared?
Yeah.
Jared's done. Get that in there. Stick it in the slot. Batman sticks his in the slot. And we're going to go over to Brandon now and see what his answer might be. Brandon, the Army just drafted Ugly Edna. How ugly is she? No, I guess we wouldn't do that here, would we? They use her face as a...
I want to say target practice, but you threw the word A in there. Does that still work?
They use her face as for target practice. That's a good enough answer. We'll see if anybody comes up with that. Target practice. Brandon's got to brush up on his match game.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let's go over to Batman for his answer first. Batman, the Army just drafted Ugly Edna. They use her face as... You can read it if you'd like.
It just might be easier.
Yeah.
The poster girl for celibacy.
As the poster girl for celibacy. I'm sorry. Whoops.
That is
not correct. Jared, your answer. The Army just drafted Ugly Edna, and you know she's ugly.
Well, see, originally I was going to say a deterrent for suicide bombers, but because who would want that as the last thing they saw before they pulled the trigger, right?
Good point. Good point.
So just plaster her mug all over the place, but I went ahead and said a bayonet target.
As a bayonet target. You know what? Is that close enough? That's close enough. We're going to give that to you. That's a point for Brandon. Very good. Even Batman agrees over there. So perfect. 1 point for Brandon. On to question three before we get to the super match part of the game.
Super
match. Here we go. Question three. At Todd Sheets Diner, the soup has so much hair in it, before Todd serves it, he blanks it. Once again, at Todd Sheets Diner, the soup has so much hair in it, before Todd serves it, he blanks it. Jared Afkar, your answer in the slot? No, don't give us the answer yet. Don't give us your answer yet. Your answer's in the slot.
It is.
That's all I'm asking. Looks like Batman has his answer in the slot as well. There we go.
All right.
Batman's really good with the slots. All right. Now, before you give your answer, before you...
Ooh.
I like slots. They're real easy.
Slots like you too. Slow.
Dirty slots. All right. Let's get our answer from Brandon. Brandon, at Todd Sheets Diner, the soup has so much hair in it, before Todd serves it, he blanks it.
Waxes it.
That's a good answer. Wax is a good... In fact, the crowd likes it so much, they're going to go ahead and applaud it. That's good. All right. Shut up. Okay. There we go. Let's go to Jared for his answer. Jared, at Todd's Diner, the soup has so much... And believe me, Todd Sheets has a lot of hair. A lot of hair. He may have more hair than I do. And I mean that, I mean, body-wise. I mean, clearly on top of his head he does, but...
Boy, I completely blew this because I misinterpreted the question.
You did? Okay, because before Todd serves that soup, he blanks it. What was your answer? What'd you do? What happened?
I said he shaves in it.
You said he shaves in it?
Which is the reason why there was hair there in the first place. But I misread it.
But actually, it's still not a bad answer. It's just not the correct answer.
It's a bad answer. You can say
it's really not that bad of an answer because I was thinking about that one myself. So maybe that's what Todd said as well. Let's go over to Todd and see what his answer was. Todd, at your diner, you know the soup that you make. It has so much hair. They can't hear you nod.
Wait. Todd's there? I thought Batman was there.
Oh, God. See? God, I did it again? Man.
Wait, you brought Todd up? Like, that's cool. I was going to talk to him.
Listen to yourself when you talk.
I'm screwing things up over here. All right. No, that was very embarrassing. It's going to become a point where we're just going to have to start calling you that. I can't keep straight. I mean, you guys look alike, you know? It's terrible. Boy, if your wife didn't believe that they were the same people, she sure does now, doesn't she?
Damn it.
All right, here we go. You know Todd. You know his diner, Batman. You've been there before many a night, right? And he has a lot of hair in his soup, and you tend to like that soup. But you know the secret to the soup is before he serves it, Todd blanks it. What does he do with it?
He styles it.
He
gives the soup a pompadour. Nice.
That's a very, very good answer, but unfortunately not a match. So far, Brandon has only matched one, but we're going to play Super Match right now, and it's going to be Brandon's chance.
Super Match!
He picks one guy. He picks Batman or he picks Jared to match one time, one two-word phrase. Which one do you want to play with, Brandon?
I'm going to go with Batman.
I can't say I blame you. Batman's a good choice.
Ouch.
Well, it doesn't help that you misinterpreted one of the questions, probably.
But we did have a match earlier.
That's true, too. But
so, there you go.
All right, let's go ahead. Here we go. For all the marbles, super match. You're going to match Batman to this. Diamond blank. Diamond blank. Batman is thinking about his answer. Brandon is thinking about his answer. I love this music.
It has a place in our history.
I think it does. Yeah. Kind of does. Okay, Batman, do you have your answer in? I can't see. He's still writing down. Boy, it's a long answer. You in? He's in. There we go. Let's go ahead and cut the think music, and let's talk to Brandon. Brandon, match Batman, and you win absolutely nothing, but maybe someday we'll have something to give you. Super match. Here we go. Your answer to Diamond Blank.
I'll go with R Forever.
We need to get him on Game Show Network and watch a couple of episodes. Usually, Brandon, yeah, just for reference, usually it's a one-word thing, I think.
Well, I was going to say Cutter, and then you said, well, he's still writing. And I went, well, crap, I've got to try to add something long.
Understood. You know what? I'll tell you what. If either one of those is what Batman wrote down, you know what? Here's even better. If Todd or Batman happens to have written those down, then we're going to give you the booby prize. So let's go ahead and check in with Batman. Batman, what's your answer? We're looking for Diamond Cutter or Diamond R Forever.
I'm going to stick with the singular in this case, not trying to pluralize. I can't even speak your word diamond, and I'm going to go with Cutter.
You went with Diamond Cutter.
Because my daughter just studied that, yeah.
Did you really write that down?
I did.
I want you to prove that to me.
It's right here.
Let me see. God, he did write it down. Brandon, wow. Can you believe that? And was that Batman or Todd who wrote that down back there?
That would have been Todd because Ashlyn had to do that. She was studying that.
Well, yeah, I guess Brandon owes Ashlyn a little piece of the prize then. So
yeah, the prize of nothing.
The prize of nothing. Exactly.
Back to the back.
To go around.
That's great. Hey, Brandon, thanks so much for playing. Was there anything else that we were supposed to talk about? I'm trying to remember now.
You know... Oh. Something about doing something in your pants, but I can't quite remember.
Oh, yes. Real quick. We probably should bring this up on the show real quick because Brandon was a little confused when we were tweeting back and forth. Brandon and I are tweet buddies and Twitter buddies. And it's very nice. It really is. And no, really, Twitter is cool. I'm going to spend an entire show talking about Twitter sometime.
And when will that be? Will I have enough warning?
Yeah, I'll make sure you're not here for it.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. No, Brandon was asking me what number three was. And as we've discussed on the old show before, we may as well bring it up right now real quick while we got Brandon on the phone. You have number one is when you go pee-pee.
Oh, great.
Okay. Number two is when you go, you have a BM in the bat cave. Okay.
All right.
The bat,
I'm with you.
The BM in the bat commode. Okay.
Sure.
Number three, use your imagination. It comes from the same spot that number one comes from. How's that?
Sounds awesome.
Does that make okay? Makes sense, right? Okay, that's great. Yeah. It actually gets better. We can go on with this if you'd like.
I'm good.
Oh, are you sure? Because there is a number four, Brandon.
Is this official or are you making this up?
What do you mean? What difference does it make? This number four is blood. Okay. Then what you got to be careful with? What you got to be careful with is if you have a number five, because a number five means you've got four in your one. Which is never a good thing. Never a good thing. Same thing with when you have four in your three, or even really four in your two. You don't want a six. You don't want a seven. So you never want to get higher than four, I think is probably the best way to look at it.
Where does vomit fit in this whole
calculus? Probably a five or a six. Haven't gone that far yet.
Okay.
But so, Brandon, there you have it.
I appreciate that.
Sure. Take that to the bank and smoke it, or take that to the... Anyway, enjoy your pills. All right, Brandon. Thanks a lot. Take care of yourself, and keep listening to the show, buddy.
Will do. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Brandon, new listener. I like new listeners.
More of that.
Definitely. Batman, can we please take a break? When we come back, I have got some cool sounders I want to play. One is a blast from the past, and one is some new stuff to us. I think. Well, not to me, but I think it's going to be new stuff to Batman and to you, Jared. So
I'll take it.
Let's take the break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. I smoke right when I get up in the morning. I usually smoke when I'm watching cartoons.
We smoke in the car on the way to school.
Yeah, on the way to school.
I smoke at the dinner table.
I smoke when I'm coloring.
Sometimes I smoke during my nap.
I smoke when I'm taking a bubble bath.
When you smoke around your kids?
Seems I've been smoking all my life.
It's like they're smoking.
I'm down to a pack a day.
If you smoke, the kids around you smoke secondhand, which can mean health problems like asthma and others that could be with them for life. And if you smoke around children from birth, by age 5, they'll have inhaled over 100 packs. To learn how to quit and keep smoke away from your children, call the Free Michigan Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-480-7848. That's 1-800-480-7848.
I've tried to quit a few times. I need to try again.
Secondhand smoke. It's nothing to kid about. A message from the Michigan Department of Community Health.
Thank you for listening, all three of you. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Jared Afkar here with me. Happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
A little parched here today. Again, we've said that it's because Batman likes it to be 114. But I will say this, 114 in a studio is not bad in January. I mean, I'd much rather that if it's this way in the summertime, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Big. I don't want to have to see what you're going to do clothing-wise to accommodate that environment.
Don't forget, on the old show, do you remember?
Yes.
I did, didn't I?
Yes.
I didn't go completely full-on naked, but it was close.
Enough to be the stuff of nightmares.
Speaking of really strange things, I actually, Kim, I've been going, doing a lot of research, trying to think of things to do on the show. This one might not fly, but I wanted to throw it out there for you.
Okay, I'm game.
What do you think about becoming conjoined twins for the entire show?
Oh, God. How would we practically do that? Like, tie each other together? Or
I guess we'd have to. Yeah.
Like, get a really long rope and...
Wow. You know, the reason I think it wouldn't work, it might work better like on location, but it wouldn't work so well in studio because all we're going to do is bitch each other the entire time.
Well, we couldn't see each other either.
This is true.
We have to sit on the same side of the table.
Something like that probably wouldn't work. I wish it would, but I had some other ideas too, but I'm trying to. I really want to go on location. I mean, I really, really do. And we could obviously easily go on location. We could go to Arby's right across the street here if we wanted to.
Yes.
But I'm thinking something a little more fascinating. What I'd really like to do is go to some of these unknown small towns with strange names.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we were just talking about some of them on Twitter here this weekend, or earlier this week, I should say. And, you know, Frankenstein, Missouri, you know.
Oh, excellent.
Out there by St. Louis would be a fun place to go. Just to be able to say we're doing a show from Frankenstein. Just pull up right. But the only thing I'm concerned about that with is the internet connection. What kind of internet do they really have? I guess we wouldn't need internet though. We'd just record the show. What am I thinking? We wouldn't do that. We're on Memorex right now. Anyway, right now I'm probably not even listening to myself right now, as a matter of fact.
No, so, I think we could make that work.
We probably could. Batman, what do you think about that idea? You like that? Yeah, he likes the idea. So maybe so. One thing I forgot to play before match game. And I'm only playing this. I know Batman's not going to like this, but this is what's going to happen if he ever lets his phone ring again. We're going to keep doing this kind of stuff to him.
The police commissioner said, "I think Batman and Robin are blank."
Queer.
Oh.
What the?
That's queer.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Bastard.
Just a bastard.
Just don't let it happen again. All right. Here we go. Some sound clips real quick because I know we're running short on time. A few years ago, it was before he became president. Well, let me back up a minute. First of all, I want to say I woke up the other morning and had this terrible dream that Joe Biden was our vice president.
Right.
And even after the strange things he said about Obama, you know, before, you know, he became president. And no, it was really weird watching the State of the Union address the other day. And Joe Biden just does a really, really good job of looking like he's interested. Those little beady eyes back there.
Well, yes.
You know,
he's got that down.
He does have it down. He's got, even knows when to clap. I mean, they don't even have to rustle him up like they had to the other guy we used to have.
See,
there.
I wonder if he's the one who is the cue for the other people to clap.
He may be.
He's so in on the speech that, okay, do I clap? Okay, let's see what, check out what Biden's doing.
True. But the truth be told, too, when they shout out to the audience sometimes, there were some sleepy people. I mean, there were some people
that
were
always that way.
Bored. Oh, man. It was kind of fun to watch, though, but kind of a train wreck. And we won't get into politics. You may find out that we just don't really go there too much. I refuse to give my opinion about our current president. But I do have something about our current president here. A few years ago, before he was president, he had, for whatever reason, decided it would be a good idea to narrate the audiobook version of his own memoirs. And have you heard this before?
No.
Good. No. Batman actually heard a few of the clips here while we were getting ready for the show. Unfortunately, in that book, in his memoirs, there is a friend of his named, I believe, Ray, who is really just a street dude, if you know what I mean. And he talks like a street dude. And Obama thought that it would be a good idea to go ahead and talk like how Ray would talk, since he knew Ray personally.
Oh.
On the audiobook. So we have some of those clips right here.
And like
I said, this is not old news. Like I said, it's not new news. It's been around a while, but obviously I haven't been doing a show for over 2 years. So
right.
Here we go.
It's getting way too complicated for me.
Now that was S words getting way too complicated for me. Okay. We got a few more here. Let's see.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama.
You ain't my bitch. Buy your own damn fries.
Now, in case you didn't catch that, you ain't my bitch. N-word.
Right.
Buy your own damn fries.
You ain't my bitch. Buy your own damn fries.
I think buy your own damn fries would make a great sounder. Anytime someone's mooching.
I think the whole thing.
You ain't my bitch. Buy your own damn fries.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Barry Obama.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I like him.
Wow.
I've always liked him. I've had them in the kitty for a long time.
Those are pretty cool.
I thought you'd like them. Yeah.
Can you set your...
way too complicated for me.
You just set like your alarm clock to wake you up in that way.
That would be better than the Batman one. No, the Batman. Our alarm clock is the best. It is absolutely the best. Yes. For me.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
You ain't my bitch. Buy your own damn fries.
So, President Obama, what do you think about Jared Afgar?
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny, though, is he's delivering it in the way he normally speaks. You know, when you expect, you hear those words, and you think someone like Samuel L. Jackson shouting them at the top of his lungs.
Yeah, but you can tell it's President Obama. That's the thing. You're right.
But he's delivering it, and it's still mellow. He's not shouting it. He's not.
Yeah.
No, those aren't words you would casually say to someone, unless Ray just, talks like that at church, too. Or...
And apparently, you never know. And apparently, those are the only ones in the book, because those are the only ones I've ever been able to find. So, I guess it's just those four or five.
You don't have the book?
No.
On tape.
That's not to reflect that I don't like President Obama. It just means that I don't have the book. Anyway, so, I also came across, this is so weird because remember how we used to always play those Chris Hansen sound bites that I had pulled off from the Dateline to Catch a Predator shows?
Yes, and they were a favorite, if I recall.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I never talked about this on the old show because I had all those clips on my soundboard, in the studio at the old show, so I just used those during the show and had a good time with them. Well, I did make a soundboard one time, and this is probably 4 or 5 years ago, on a place called soundboard.com. And I actually found it recently and was going to bring it up on the show. And then I actually, how you could do Twitter searches? I actually Twitter searched my name just to see what would come up. I mean, I figured I would know everything that came up. No, my name came up because somebody had found this soundboard and had tweeted it. This is a cool Chris Hansen soundboard. And I tweeted the guy back and said, "That's my soundboard, and I know for a fact because right up at the top it says www.soundboard.com/sbwestmar.
right
there, right. You know? So he thought that was pretty cool and was really, you know, impressed with it. I said, well, thank you very much. But here's the thing that really scares me is I think they're making money off my soundboard. It looks, oh no, I'm sorry. It says unlock this board for only $0 and get download and mobile access plus free updates for a year. So I guess that would not be the case, but it has 34 tracks all put together by me. Thank you very much. 412,572 views and the site rank of soundboard.com out of 63,000 soundboards were number 11.
Wow, that
you got to be impressed by me, huh? Yeah.
Can you turn that into listeners? Because that would be...
Wouldn't that be nice, you smart ass? You're absolutely right.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yeah. See. All right. So we got to go through these. Let me see if I can get the...
Well, there's some great ones.
There are definitely some great ones. I'll make sure we can hear them. Okay. Here, let's see here. All right. Let's see.
No hug for me?
Yeah, baby. How you doing? Hey. See, now, unfortunately, too, I asked Batman about this. And now, Batman, now you can understand why I wish to Jesus Christ it would be possible for us to play this sound through the phone, because we could have a heyday with people.
Yeah.
Freaking heyday. I mean, can you imagine? I'd even be willing to call my mom. I would even be willing to call my mom and say stuff like,
I'll just be your secret lover.
You know? I would do that to her. I would do that. And, you know,
I like to make love.
I mean, my mom, with her bad hearing, would probably think it was really somebody talking to her.
Right.
You know? And, especially when she heard something like this.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Bad. He always finishes the word with a little extra.
Yeah. You do. I do miss those shows, by the way.
I know. They were outstanding, weren't they?
Really, really were. And if I wasn't running this off the internet and having my soundboard in another spot, I would have Obama and Chris Hansen talk to each other. But right now, I'm not sure that I can do that. So,
well, what if we have a second computer?
I don't know.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Teehee.
Don't
have that. Do our computers talk to each other?
I need to go through these real quick. I don't know how much time we've got left. We got to get through these. Let's see.
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. So, Chris, what do you think? If we have a good time, are you going to make it?
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not very good at what I'm doing. I don't really know what I'm doing.
I could probably teach you a few things.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Oh, yeah? Well, what else would you like to do to me?
What girl wants to give oral sex when a man is in shave?
I love that one.
Oh, well, good to know. Tip for the kids.
I think we now know how Todd Sheets makes his soup. Hmm.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee-hee.
See, and the reason he says hee-hee, for those that don't know, was he was reading off of internet chats, of course. Right. And I don't really think that H-E-E-H-E-E is hee-hee. I believe it's pronounced heh-heh. But I think they meant to H-E-H-E, I think. Wouldn't you say H-E-H-E is heh-heh? Kind of like a...
Or H-E-H, you know?
Yeah, heh-heh. But yeah. H-E-E, I guess...
H-E-E, you don't have a choice. Some people do. I mean, T-E is written like that, too.
Yeah. So, Chris Hansen, why are you here with us today?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I don't know about that.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
Now, see, that's not Chris Hansen. That was when they started to figure out that people were doing this.
Right.
And I pulled all these clips off of YouTube because they had all the To Catch a Predator clips on YouTube. So I just pulled all the funny lines off of YouTube. Spent a lot of time doing it, as you can imagine. But they started to figure out maybe it's not a good idea to have Chris Hansen saying these things because it's becoming radio show fodder.
Right.
You know, so they started having some other guy read it. Well, they didn't really care.
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
But this one's Chris Hansen.
I'm big.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring condoms?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call somebody who's an adult who comes over to meet a child home alone after a sexually explicit conversation? What is that called?
Well...
He tells the girl that he has a very large penis.
Most girls can't handle it.
Oh, that's nice.
This one, remember this?
He pulls a large sexual device out of his pants. To catch a predator.
What is he doing now?
Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still there. He still does Dateline.
Oh, okay. But he does normal stories now?
He does Dateline never does a normal story, but they don't do these kind of special investigative things anymore. Yeah.
And he's never been on the Luge, right?
Not that I'm aware of. That was only Matt and Al. Only Matt and Al. Wow. We are already running short on time here. Well, I said I could get through a couple more of these or not. Let's see.
It takes him a second to get on the stool because he's under 5 feet tall.
Let's see here. I don't think the rest of these are very good. Let me see here.
Do you masturbate? Okay, then you can lick it off me.
Yeah, the rest of these are that one guy, I think. Oh, wait. Here's one.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
God. He just reads it so well, doesn't he?
He does.
I would love to taste you.
Yeah.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Well, anyway, there we go.
Oh, man.
Obama and Chris Hansen, and what a fun show. I told you we weren't going to have time to get to our other special thing.
No, but that was a special thing.
It was a special thing.
There was a lot of special things.
There were some special things tonight, I think. I feel.
No letdown here.
No. I was also coming up with some new nicknames for Todd Sheets, our president. There was one that I had in the old show that I really liked. Shad Teets.
Yes, I remember that one.
That's going to be like his alter ego. He's going to be his porno director name. I think would be a good idea. And then I got to thinking that, you know, Todd's a good name, but, you know, maybe his yuppie name, we could call him Tad. And you like
nice.
That?
Nice.
I think, no, you don't like that? What do you care? You're Batman.
I picture someone with a sweater tied around their neck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I figure for his last name, since we've used Sheets and Teets, we could use just S-word, but we can't actually say it on the show. So just think Tad, S-word.
Aww.
Or maybe just Tadpole. That'd be a great DJ name. Hey, everybody, it's Tadpole in the air chair. We call him Tadpole.
You could go that route. Or Tadpole.
Polecat.
Right. Hold on.
Oh, man. We got a lot to do next week on the show. And actually, the next couple of shows. And I'm going to be going to Denver, but, you know, it's no sleep till Brooklyn. We're always doing a show. When you're only doing 1 hour a week, Jared, we don't have to worry about doing best ofs because we're just going to keep doing shows.
Right, right.
Absolutely. So we got to wrap this sucker up. Have a good night, Jared.
You as well, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Batman, of course, our executive producer there in the chair. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Brad Westmar saying see you next Tuesday. Wait, no. See you in Tulsa. Good night. Just stop crying.